Honour by Elif Shafak. Read by Colleen Prendergast. Esma. London, the 12th of September, 1992. My mother died twice. I promised myself I would not let her story be forgotten, but I could never find the time, or the will, or the courage to write about it. That is, until recently. I don't think I'll ever become a real writer, and that's quite all right now. I've reached an age at which I'm more at peace with my limitations and failures. But I had to tell the story, even if only to one person. I had to send it into some corner of the universe where it could float freely, away from us. I owed it to Mum, this freedom, and I had to finish it this year, before he was released from prison. In a few hours, I'll take the sesame halva off the hob, let it cool by the sink, and kiss my husband, pretending not to notice the worried look in his eyes. Then I'll leave the house with my twin daughters, 7 years old, 4 minutes apart, and drive them to a birthday party. They'll quarrel on the way, and for once, I'll not scold them. They'll wonder if there will be a clown at the party, or, better still, a magician. Like Harry Houdini, I'll say.
Harry who? Houdini, she said, you silly. Who's that, Mummy?
That will hurt. A pain like a bee sting. Not much on the surface, but a growing burning within. I'll realise, as I have done on so many occasions before, that they don't know anything about their family history, because I have told them so little.